This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, into our audience in Richmond. We welcome you in first time today. They're with us for the next 3 hours, AM 910, FM 105.1. Everybody else has been listening on the flagship for the last hour with you till 6:30 tonight. On 106.7, the Fan, in and around the nation's capital in the DMV. Remember to take us with you via the Odyssey app wherever you go. Odyssey is your home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today. Listen to 106.7, the Fan. I told you we would be giving away a couple tickets to go see the Spirit this weekend. So right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning a pair of tickets. Spirit's taking on Angel City FC. Game is on Sunday, May 15th, 5 p.m. at Audi Field. It's a really great venue. I've been over there to see DC United. So good luck to all of you calling in to win those tickets now. Let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Our buddy Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us a day after the day we found out who the Commanders' schedule would be encompassing day. What's up, Michael? How are you?
I've got a theory, Grant. I think that, you know, we have all this intrepid reporting that goes into the schedule. I believe that the Marriott company could break the NFL schedule if they wanted to, because, you know, when people find out, when the word slips around, first thing you do is not report it. You go book your hotel room in that city before they all get booked up, you know, especially like the Packers games and that. I think the Marriott company knows the whole schedule by 5 o'clock.
I love that. You know what? You're on to something, Michael. Do a little investigative reporting, get a hook over at Marriott. You know what's happening. Yesterday was kind of funny. You know, trickles one at a time. Report out of Chicago says the Bears and the Commanders. And you can kind of piece together like nine of the games within the first few hours. What do you make of just how big of a deal this has become for NFL marks?
I mean, look, you don't do anything on those days at those times. Like, I mean, people are out here trying to plan their lives and going to weddings and, like, you know, doing stuff and seeing family. And look, I think we all understand that's second most important thing. You know, you got to wait for the schedule. To that extent, I will admit I do not love the wait until May 13th to release it. You know, this is about as late as we've had it. I like it, you know, like the SEC, man, they announce it like 2 years in advance to let the women plan their weddings, do their thing. I know that's not feasible for the NFL because you got to wait and see if Tom Brady's retiring and, you know, where Aaron Rodgers is going to land and all that stuff. But I don't know. I said do it earlier. Give the people what they want, you know. And you know what? I'm fine with the big rollout, the hullabaloo, all that. I think you could go even bigger with it. Like, you know, they were stringing us along all week, like it's schedule release week. I don't know, man. Give me like a game an hour, you know. Like, tee it up. I want to think about each of these games as I learn about them.
Of the road games for the Commanders, so they're at Detroit, Dallas, Chicago, Indianapolis, Philly, Houston, New York, and San Francisco. If you're a fan who goes to one road game a year, the way that the schedule worked out, which one makes the most sense? Because the most appealing cities were probably Chicago, that game's on a Thursday, and San Fran, that game's on Christmas Eve. So it's kind of tough now.
Yeah, and December weather in San Francisco is not great either. So as a destination, I'm going to strike that one off the list. It's not a must-see stadium either. It's definitely my bottom tier of stadiums in the NFL. Look, if you haven't been to Jerry World, you have to go to Jerry World. It's amazing. It's everything people say it is. It's insane. It's an alien spaceship that just, like, rises out of the plains on the highway. It's incredible inside. It's always a great atmosphere. They deliver the goods there. You got to go to Jerry World at some point. I think that Philly on that Monday night game is going to have a lot of juice behind it. I would never, ever recommend a Commanders fan go up to a game in Philly. I barely want to go to Philly, let alone recommend somebody wearing burgundy and gold up there to Philly. That's out for me. I think Indy is really underrated as a downtown. It's a nice sports city, too. They get after it. It's a fun little downtown. Yeah, I know you've done events there. You know, it's very central. You kind of everybody mingles together. And then Chicago, I think Soldier Field is super underrated. I think Soldier Field's one of the real gems of the NFL. The old columns are still there. It's right on the lake. And, you know, that's a winnable game, too. I'm counting that in my calculations. Like, I don't want to tell anybody to go to Houston. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But you kind of want to see them win when you go on the road. That part's cool, too. So I think Chicago and Houston are nice pulls in that regard.
It makes the travel back just so much better, you know?
It does.
And you're right about Indy. I think it's dramatically underrated. I think that's probably my answer that I came to. Although, well, you're not a meteorologist forecasting months out, Michael. October 30th could be a little dicey in Indy. No, it gets damn cold. Like, there's a reason they designed that city so that you don't have to go outside. You can just walk in tunnels everywhere, basically. So that gives me a slight pause. And Houston, and I'm not a Houston guy. I love Jerjone because I, too, find Houston sprawling and annoying. And every time I've gone, it's like, how is everything 30 minutes apart? I kind of think November 20th, I know Texas is going to be pleasant. I know the Texans are going to be horrendous. That actually makes a lot of sense. And selfishly, it's one of about five NFL stadiums I've never seen a game in. So that might be my play.
I got great memories in Houston. I'll tee up the end of the Indy thing first, which is that is Halloween weekend. It's always good going out on Halloween weekend. That's
great
always
point.
A show. No matter what city in America you're in, if you're out on Halloween weekend, you're getting the show when you go out. Houston, I got great memories there because the first time I ever went to that stadium was 2011, the Final Four with VCU. You remember that magical ride after Mason's Final Four run? VCU did it 5 years later. That one ended in Houston. So when we were in Houston, which was like, I mean, I guess it was early April, obviously, it was crazy hot outside. And you've done these games tip at like 9 o'clock at night. So it's Saturday morning. I had nothing to do. I asked the person, you know, like, what is there to do in downtown Houston? Because I'm not driving 45 minutes to go see a Starbucks. And he goes, well, you know, like, have you been in the tunnels? There's a whole network of tunnels that connect all the buildings downtown. Oh, that's cool. I'll do that. So I go, you know, there's like an entrance there at that building. He says, just pop in this entrance here. So I pop in the entrance. There's a whole network, like an underground city in Houston. There's like a Wendy's down there that was closed. You know, like, there's like ATMs and everything. Nobody was down there. It was a ghost town. The Wendy's was closed. So I walked around for a while, like, all right, this is cool. I've you know, done my time. Time to go to the stadium. I go back to the door, and it's locked. I'm like banging on it. Nobody answers. I look at my cell phone. There's no service because I'm under the ground. I'm like walking around, like opening all these doors. They're all locked because it's the weekend. I'm trapped underneath downtown Houston. I don't have cell service. I'm thinking, I'm the first person ever to miss the Final Four because he's trapped in an underground city.
How'd you get out? I mean, are you still there right now as you talk to us?
Still down here. I've made friends with the locals. I subsist on junior bacon cheeseburgers and chocolate frosties. There was a cleaning guy running around and kind of communicated my plight to him, and he came and unlocked the door. So thankfully, disaster averted. VCU lost, but a great memory in the stadium.
I love that. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch looking at the Commander's schedule that came out last night with us. So right away I heard from a buddy who said, man, that Jacksonville game in week one is a real tricky matchup. Or, oh, that Detroit game in week two is a trap game. And it's just hilarious because if you could be nervous about those games, and I'm not telling you not to be, you could be nervous about any game, and that's the NFL. But I got to be honest, you can't pick a better two games to start with, unless maybe they went Atlanta-Houston or something, and even then it's just a tie. I mean, come on, they got to start off 2-0, right?
Got to. You know, look at this. The Ron Rivera era has been a couple of slow starts followed by really picking it up mid-season. And then obviously the COVID strikes last year and kind of undoes that progress. And, you know, they played some good teams down the stretch too in those divisional games. You look at both those seasons and you say, if they had just gotten off to a faster start, the sky was the limit for those teams. They're getting off to the faster start this year, Grant. They're going to do it. And so, you know, I'm with you. Put it on the board, 2-0. If it's not, you got no business running your mouth like you're running your mouth saying it's year three, we're going to make big strides forward. If you're talking about yourself like a playoff team, and I am too, this is a team I expect to beat in the wild card weekend. If you're talking like that, you take care of business in those two games before those two teams can gel. And look, if they don't win in Detroit and it's close, I'm prepared to give them a bit of a flyer. Detroit's really added some talent this offseason, but I think they should win them both, and I think it's exactly what they need to launch this season with playoff aspirations.
All right, Michael, you be Riverboat. You are Michael Rivera here. When you looked at the schedule, in his case, what do you like most and say, oh, they took care of us there. This is beneficial and fortuitous. And then what's the opposite where you go, really? You're screwing me here, NFL. What are those observations you've got?
I love the start. I love starting strong. I love the finish. I love finishing strong at home, two games at home, potential big game against the Cowboys to close if you still need to take care of business there. I think the Niners game, you know, I don't know what the Niners are going to be, but I suspect there's a chance they're tossing in the towel by then. You know, maybe they're not. Maybe it surprised me. Maybe Trey Lance comes out of nowhere. But, you know, that it's a strong start and it's a strong finish. I love not being on Thanksgiving in Dallas. That's the one game you always complain about. It's a short week and we got to travel and they don't have to travel. You're not doing that. You're traveling to Chicago, but that's fine. It's a quick trip. It's a Thursday night. You know, they're coming off a short week, too. That's not as big of a deal. It's weird to play the Giants twice in a row, essentially. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's just weird. If Rivera's complaining about something, it's that he's got to come off the Monday night game into a road trip for the Sunday game. I think that's to Houston. I don't have it right in front of me. You know, he doesn't like that whole, like, we get back at 3 a.m. and then we're on a short weekend. We've got to travel. I think on the whole, though, we're just playing the world's smallest violin for him if he's finding something to complain about here. This is a strong schedule that did not deal him any setbacks.
That's so true. Sheriff coming home in week one, organization that drafted him 5th overall, because he's a guard, maybe I'm being too disrespectful. I don't think that's a thing, is it? Like, maybe there's a couple people that'll wear jerseys and give him a nice ovation. That's not like a Max Scherzer return. I mean, how big of a deal is the Sheriff return in week one?
You don't think Tony Romo's coming for CBS? You don't think it's going to be him and Nance up in the booth calling that one?
I don't think it's going to be Burkhart and whoever he's with this year either.
I think we're kind of begging for Ian Eagle here. Is you know, we're pleading. You know, that's the bar, and I'm not sure we're going to clear it. No, it's not a big deal. Can I give you a sneaky big storyline here? Last year, Ryan Kerrigan comes back with the Eagles. They don't acknowledge him at all. They don't play a video. They don't announce him. They don't put on the scoreboard, welcome back, Ryan Kerrigan. You did a lot of cool things here so that people could give him a nice round of applause and we can move on with the day of football. I think it would be nice. One of the big off-the-field storylines we always talk about here, Grant, is, you know, like, this new group, Jason Wright, they don't understand the history and the past. You know, they don't get football or whatever. And, you know, some of that's overblown, but some of that's not. And I think it would be a nice step forward for them, as we've seen some steps forward from them this offseason. It would be a nice step forward for them to acknowledge Brandon Sheriff, guy who's given a lot to your team, guy who played through a lot of injuries, guy who was your first All-Pro of the Dan Snyder era. Put a little something on the video board. Put a little something up. Let people give him the golf clap before we start playing football. I think it would show maturity from the front office game day perspective. That's something I'll be watching for.
That's actually a great call. I love that. That's why I like having Michael Phillips on the show. All right, last one for you. Speaking of returns, Kirk Cousins comes back to FedEx November 6, 2022. Now, it's been a long time since he left. I mean, we're going on 5 football seasons. I made the case yesterday that it's kind of a nothing story now because of how long it's been. Danny thought maybe there would be more of a reaction within the crowd when Cousins comes back. Where are you on that?
I think there's still people who are just full Robert stans. Like, they're just full on, Robert's my guy. I still wear the 10 jersey. He was robbed. Mike sided with Kirk. That, you know, that was bad. And, like, look, I'm not here to relitigate that. We can do that week on the radio for 4.5 hours a day. Like, you know, you got to fill the airtime. But the point is, like, there's a section of the fan base that will forever associate him with the bad thing that happened to their favorite guy. And so, you know, there's going to be some boos. I think the vast, vast majority of people have moved on, shrugged their shoulders, don't care. And I think everything we've seen since then just backs that up. Like, on the one hand, I don't know anybody here who's like, boy, this team would have a ring right now if he had stayed. I think we can all agree he was not the one thing between these guys in a Super Bowl over the last few years, positive or negative. I think on the other side, they've had so many bad quarterbacks. We've watched Josh Johnson play. We've watched, you know, Alex Smith throw for 170 yards, the Taylor Heinicke era. I don't know. I think everybody's kind of seen it, done it, moved on. And some people will boo, but I'm not prepared to rate that a top story. I think Carson going back to Philly on Monday night, I think that's going to have some juice on it for sure. I don't think this has nearly as much juice.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that. Hey, Michael, great info. Appreciate you. And we will look forward to your coverage of all these games as we get going in the fall. Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care, dude.
All right, we'll chat with you soon. There's Michael Phillips. You can follow him on Twitter at MichaelPRTD. All right, here's what I want to do. As I was talking to Michael, I came up with my favorite home and road game. I want to open the phones on, you get to go to one game at home, which would you pick? You get to go to one game on the road, which would you pick? And Darius, Ryan, you guys can kind of stew on that a little bit, and I'll get yours as well. But I want to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on that next at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So you're choosing between 9 at home and 8 on the road, but you only get to go to 1. So my home game would be the Green Bay Packers. First of all, I just think that getting to see Hall of Famers in person in any sport is one of my favorite things. And Aaron Rodgers coming to FedEx is a treat. I went to Lambeau last year, which was an unbelievable experience, and I still would tell anyone listening, if you've never done that, whether the Commanders are playing there or not, at some point, you should absolutely go to a game on an NFL Sunday at Lambeau. And you should park in someone's driveway and pay them $20 and go use their bathroom. Not to use their bathroom, but because if you use their bathroom and park at their house, you also get hot dogs and burgers and a bunch of stuff that they cook and leave out in the garage. And it's just one of the coolest things ever. And then you walk over to a game. It was amazing. But with them coming to FedEx, I find Packers fans pleasant and enjoyable. That's a fun day at the stadium. If you're not being a jerk, they're not going to be a jerk. I've always loved the basic nature of the green and gold, beautiful uniforms of Green Bay, getting to see Rodgers, one of the best teams in the conference, one of the best teams in the league. And let's face it, how many more chances do you get to see Rodgers? He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So for me, it's pretty easy. You know, he's coming, and the rest of the Packers team buses and everyone else on that is kind of secondary. It's a, I'm going to go watch Aaron Rodgers at FedEx Field thing. So if I got one home game, that's the one I'm going to. And there's some other really good ones. Like, I don't know, the last game of the season against the Cowboys, potentially, with a playoff spot on the line would be pretty neat. The road game, and I only get one, this was actually way more difficult. But the way the schedule went, if the San Francisco trip was on a different day than Christmas Eve, I'm not leaving my family on Christmas Eve. If the Bears game was not on a Thursday night, probably not uprooting everything middle of the week to go to Chicago. I know that's difficult for a lot of our listeners. Maybe my answer would have been different, but I'm going to go with Sunday, October 30th, 4:25 at Indianapolis. Jim Irsay hates Carson Wentz's guts. Can't stand him. I want to be there when they bump into each other at midfield before kickoff. Chris Ballard traded a one for Wentz, and then a year later decided, I'm good here, and moved on and traded him for a three and a potential two, but possibly two threes. Everyone's talking about Wentz going to Philly 2 weeks later, which I totally get. There's way more investment of that fan base into Carson Wentz. There's way more drama and tension and storylines and just work put in an Eagles uniform. That's going to be amazing on Monday Night Football. But the at the Colts game 2 weeks before that is being slept on just a little bit for me. So those are my two answers. I want the one home game you would go to, 800-636-1067, and you get to make one road trip to one road game. Where are you going? 800-636-1067. You can also tweet me, at Grant H. Paulson is how you can hit me up on Twitter. Without Danny today, you're listening to The Fan.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I love the start. I love starting strong. I love the finish. I love finishing strong at home, two games at home, potential big game against the Cowboys to close if you still need to take care of business there. I think the Niners game, you know, I don't know what the Niners are going to be, but I suspect there's a chance they're tossing in the towel by then. You know, maybe they're not. Maybe it surprised me. Maybe Trey Lance comes out of nowhere. But, you know, that it's a strong start and it's a strong finish. I love not being on Thanksgiving in Dallas. That's the one game you always complain about. It's a short week, and we got to travel, and they don't have to travel.
That was the voice of Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who was with me a few minutes ago. Grant and Danny without Danny, who is out and about on the road at a bachelor party this weekend. Thanks for making the show part of your day. You can hit me up on Twitter, on Instagram, at Grant H. Paulson, if you would like to. We're going to get back to this in just a second, because I want to hear what your one road game, what your one home game you would go to on the Commander's schedule this year is. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm going to get that answer from the fellows on the production in a minute as well. But we have not yet mentioned the NBA playoff games last night, and just real quick, I wanted to say this. So I thoroughly enjoyed watching both games last night. It was a great night of basketball without the Nats, who played early, without the Caps, who were off. If I'm a Philadelphia 76ers fan, I can't stand James Harden. How many organizations does he have to go to and be this guy before we say, maybe the team's not the problem? He is the roommate who's always like, man, they're a terrible roommate. They don't clean up after themselves. They don't do the dishes. You haven't had one good relationship with a roommate in years. You have had terrible breakup after terrible breakup, and it's always someone else's fault. I couldn't believe what happened last night. If you guys didn't see this, so the Sixers got eliminated. They ended up, you know, laying an egg in the third quarter, and the Heat blew them out in the fourth quarter. Eventually, they closed the gap a little bit. But James Harden last night, facing elimination, shot the ball 9 times. He had 2 shots after halftime. 2. You have to try not to shoot, honestly. In the NBA, with the defense they play or don't play, as often as the ball is in your hand, you have to make a concerted effort not to shoot. Do you guys remember there was a game where Gilbert Arenas had scored a bunch of points or taken a bunch of shots, and someone was questioning, like, if he was too aggressive as a point guard or he didn't set guys up enough? I think it was against the Spurs. If someone can pull this, tweet me at Grant H. Paulson. But I think he basically went, like, the whole game and scored 2 points or took, like, 3 shots or something, and it was just to prove a point. He had, like, 16 assists, and he had, like, 2 shot attempts. You have to try not to shoot and score if you're James Harden to only get 2 shots after halftime. Here's the most damaging number, because I don't really ever question players' want or how much they care or how hard they're trying or whatever, but this is just hard to overcome. His last 2-point field goal attempt was with 8+ minutes to go in the first quarter. Entire second quarter, entire third quarter, entire fourth quarter, and 8+ minutes of the first quarter, he never took someone off the dribble and shot a mid-range shot. He never, like, I don't know, ran without the ball and caught the ball in the paint. He just stood at the 3-point line and occasionally took a lackadaisical, effortless shot. That was his game. They got rid of Ben Simmons because Ben Simmons refused to shoot in the playoffs. And they brought in a guy who shoots more than anybody, and he refused to shoot. The irony in this is unbelievable. Poor Joel Embiid. When they traded for Harden, Embiid, who's their superstar, who could have been the MVP this year, finished the runner-up. He was saying all these sweet things and how much he loves James Harden, best teammate ever. And the first couple of games, he's like flirting with triple doubles. And as always, when James Harden first gets there, it's amazing, right? And slowly it turned to the point where Embiid, after the game last night, was questioning James Harden and talking about how much he misses Jimmy Butler. That was after last night. He's like, man, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, we really screwed this up, didn't we? Jimmy Butler's walking off the floor after eliminating them, screaming about, you chose Tobias Harris over me? Can't be. I mean, it was, I don't know what to say. Sometimes basketball is funnier than a Netflix stand-up special. And this was one of those times where James Harden, two shots after halftime, didn't score. In fact, Ben Simmons last year had 1 point after halftime in that game we all skewered him for when they got eliminated. He had more than James Harden! I just couldn't believe that. Anyway, that's just a thing from last night. All right, MGM National Harbor listener lines open, 800-636-1067. I want the one road game, the one home game you would go to on the Commander's schedule. I will read some of your tweets coming in at Grant H. Paulson as well. But, Darius, let's go to you first. You actually do occasionally go to FedEx Field.
I do.
So have you gotten in the homie chat yet and decided what you guys are going to go see?
No, not quite yet. I'm kind of torn between two. If this is assuming that I'm going to one. I'm hoping to go to more than just one. But I'm torn between two. I'm torn between going to the Vikings game November 6th or the Browns game January 1st.
Okay, workshop it for me. Is this selfish to you because you have a Vikings friend? Or is there more to it than that?
It's correct. It's the Vikings friend would be part of the Vikings reason. But, you know, we see the Vikings every now and then for the most part because they're in the NFC.
I also get steamed up for Justin Jefferson.
Exactly. It'd be great to see an explosive offense.
Favorite wide receiver in the league.
The Vikings are going to put up a lot of points in the first half, and then in the second half they'll fold, as they always do.
And Washington will win by a point. They'll miss an extra point.
Exactly. But on the other hand, January 1st, seeing the Browns, the Browns are a team you don't see at FedEx Field once but every 8 years. I think it'd be awesome to be able to possibly see Deshaun Watson. Of course, we'll find out if he's playing by then or not. But I like the prospect of being able to see Deshaun Watson in person. I felt bad that I missed it the one time that he was here, which was a few years ago when Alex Smith unfortunately broke his leg. I'm glad I wasn't there for that. But, Deshaun Watson would be the reason that I would want to go see them play the Browns on January 1st.
I respect that. I like both of those calls. I think the Vikings, Dalvin Cook, I mean, assuming health of their stars, they got firepower. It's a talented roster. The Cousins storyline is fun. I think that'll be some drama in the crowd. You'll have your factions of the fan base. Some dude's going to be wearing a Cousins jersey. Some guy's going to hate his guts because he breathed that one time. So that'll be a lot of fun. All right, what about on the road?
So my road game, the Colts one's actually a really great one. I like that pick by you. Me personally, again, it's going to be for selfish reasons. I've always had an affinity for the Texans. So I want to go to Houston and see them play the Texans November 20th. I've always wanted to get a chance to go see Reliance Stadium, the house that Andre Johnson built. That's where I would like to go. I would like to see them play the Texans.
Darius's Texans thing is just something we all sleep on, by the way.
Yeah, big sleep.
There's going to be a day many months from now when there's nothing going on in sports. I'm just going to write this down. Quiz Darius on why he likes the Texans. That'll be like the July 8th show.
I love it.
We'll come back to that. On Twitter, you can hit me up at Grant H. Paulson. Manny says, game he wants to go to at home is Philly, on the road, Indy. He says both of the revenge games for Carson Wentz. Lucas Oil is an amazing venue. So he's going with the theme that Darius is. Lucas Oil is one of these venues that hosts major national events because it's one of the best in the country. And so is Reliant, obviously. It hosts Super Bowls. It hosts all kind of great events.
I do have to correct myself as a stadium guy. It's NRG Stadium now. It's not Reliant. I do apologize.
You are a big
How
stadium guy.
How dare me as a stadium guy call it the old name.
I still know it as Reliant, so I will accept it. Nick says home and road. He says either the home opener or the home closer. So that would be obviously Jacksonville in week one or the Cowboys game in week 18. He says away, Eagles primetime, Carson Wentz going there. That's an easy one, right? No doubt about that. I mean, I'm having a hard time with the opener or the closer because do you want to go to the first ever game as a Washington Commanders? I think there is some history to that could be cool. But then if, in fact, they're playing for the playoffs in Week 18 and you got the Dallas Cowboys in the house, I will stand by 2012 Week 17 still as probably the best environment I've ever been in. FedEx Field Lions playoff game from 99 was the first week of 2000. First and only time they've ever won a playoff game at FedEx. Rivaled it, and there were more people there for the 2012 game because some of the seats had begun to get ripped out. But, man, a division championship-type game against the Cowboys would be great. But you just can't guarantee that. They might have, like, six wins and be playing in that game.
I do like what the caller that called in earlier said, where because this is going to be the first game in Commanders history, they probably will give away something commemorative at the gates or something like that. So I do like the prospect of going to the opener for that chance that they give away something to commemorate that being the first game as a Commander.
They should. I mean, if they didn't, they'd have dropped the ball. Yeah, because you're one of the first, you know, what is it going to be, 70,000, 68,000 people to say I went to a Commanders game? Let's go to Walters in Fresno listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Walter? How are you?
Hey, good, man. How are you? Long time listener, first time caller.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
Appreciate you, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, first of all, I just want to say, when I started listening, there was an original Walter from Alexandria, and that was me before I moved over here to California.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, you moved on over. Love that.
Yeah, I'm looking to check out the Niners game here in the Bay, and then looking to go to Chicago for that game, and then come back home to D.C. for New Year's to check out the Browns.
So the Browns game, because of Watson, I think is going to be potentially tough. But we don't know. I mean, is he going to get suspended for 2 games, 4 games, 10 games, a whole season? Trevor Bauer just got suspended for 2 years by Major League Baseball. And you know that the NFL knows that. I still would be shocked if Watson doesn't play at some point this season. I mean, the question is how much. A lot of people are liking my Indy pick, it seems like. They're also going with the Colts. Although someone here says Indy has no restaurants open after 9 p.m. That's actually a great point. You are hard-pressed to find good eats in Indianapolis late in the evening. Like, it's not a great, necessarily, like a bar city during the week especially, or on a Sunday night, which was a problem some people will have to bake into the conversation when it comes to going to games. All right, Ryan, I want to crowbar you in here. What game are you going to at home and on the road?
The home game that sticks out to me is Kirk Cousins making his return to FedEx. I mean, that's something that it still stinks to see him that he left, and we should have a franchise QB on the roster, and we could have had one
you
for the
do?
Last year.
You got
year.
Carson Wentz, man.
We do. I'm not low on Carson Wentz. I like Wentz, but, you know, Kirk Cousins the last few years has been rough without one, so I've missed him, so it'll be really cool to see him and Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, and all those guys there. As far as away games go, now, I was a stadium guy at one point in my life, not so much really, but today,
there was
I'm
a
stadium
time.
Guy.
You were a stadium guy until Darius unseated you as the show's stadium guy.
Exactly. But today, I'm the stadium guy again. I want to go see Soldier Field in October. Nice fall colors in Chicago off of Lake Michigan. That would be so nice. I would love to go see the legendary Soldier Field, because they're going to be moving along.
That popped Darius. He said, nice fall colors off of Lake Michigan. The romantic Ryan Clary. How can you not be romantic about football? That's what I've always said.
See? You can't.
It's the description is perfect. I went to Soldier Field a few times when I was covering the team, but one of those trips was October-ish. I don't know if it was early November or around October, but it was the four-pick game by D'Angelo Hall, and I can distinctly remember the very colors that you're talking about in Chicago. The leaves are turning. There's some yellow and there's some red and there's some orange. It's beautiful. It was the weather was perfect. Everyone's coming out to a historic venue. The national anthem, instead of having someone sing, they just kind of start and the entire stadium sings it together. It's a pretty cool deal in Chicago.
See, it's just a football town. I want to live it. I want to feel like I'm back in like the 1950s when they were playing at the old Soldier Field. And it's just a really cool stadium. If you haven't been there or haven't seen it, you got to look it up.
Beltway Blitz coming your way at 4 on Grant and Danny. Casually, by the way, Darius, he just acted like no one knows about Soldier Field. Did you hear that at the end there?
Well, he also tried to say that he is the stadium guy again. So,
well, he admitted, he said you took the title from him. But I like, he's like, if you guys haven't heard of this place called Soldier Field, you got to look it up. As if people have just no idea where the Bears play or that that place is iconic. Like, he's the first person to ever hear of Soldier Field. I love that so much. Before the Beltway Blitz, though, next, let's win off the field. You got to call me right now, 800-636-1067. You got to tell me what little teeny tiny thing is going right in your day. This is a mini moral victory. This is something awesome for you that no one else will care about. We'll celebrate it because we love Bruce Allen that much. Right here on Grant and Danny Without Danny on The Fan. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. No Danny, solo today until 6:30. Caps game 6 tonight. You'll hear it right here on The Fan after 7 o'clock. Flagship home for Capitals hockey and for their playoff run as long as it goes. Ideally, doesn't end tonight. They win, they push the series to a game 7. They go to Florida and they win on Sunday. And then they start anew against the winner of Toronto and Tampa Bay. A game 7 to be played on Saturday. There are already, by the way, 3 game 7s. In the NHL, at least scheduled for this weekend, Saturday, and we'll see what happens going into Sunday. But so far, it's actually been pretty productive for the home team trying to force a Game 7. Last night, the Boston Bruins and the Carolina Hurricanes, and in another of the Eastern Conference series, the exact same thing happened. Home ice for Tampa Bay, down 3-2, went to overtime, and like Boston, they were able to push the series back for a 7th game in another venue. So the Caps will try to keep the streak going tonight. But right now it is time to figure out how you are winning off the field. We do this each Friday on the show at this time. We do it in honor of Bruce Allen because many years ago he said,
"We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field."
So don't do this for me. Don't do it for Danny who's not here. Or even for yourselves. Do this for Bruce. 800-636-1067. Little teeny tiny mini moral victory. I'll give you an example. Today, I went to get gas. I had to walk in. Wasn't happy about it. I walked in. I paid with my credit card at the cash register. I said, "Listen, I don't know how much gas I want. That's the whole beauty of using my credit card. I want to fill my tank up." He's like, "Yeah, but you got to tell me how much to charge." I said, "Well, how about $75? He said, "Okay, fine." So $75 is what I tried to get. My car got to $75. It wasn't full yet. And I went back in there and I said, "Now what do I do? I just charged for $75. My tank's still not full." And he said, "Don't worry. It'll automatically put the rest of the money into your account." Now, it probably won't, but that's what he said. And because I don't have to do anything to get that money, it's just going to happen automatically. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Let's go to Andrew in Stafford. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Grant. How's it going?
What happened to Caps in 6, Andrew?
You know, sometimes even geniuses are wrong.
That's true. What's the opposite of blind squirrels find a nut? Sometimes even Einstein had to go back to the chalkboard. You know what I mean?
Right. He should have subtracted, not added. On the good side of things, there is a game 6, and God willing, a game 7. And the best news is that today I got a free hour off to pick up my son and take him to his first Caps playoff game.
No
Therefore,
way.
I am
winning off the field.
Look at you. That's awesome. Where are you guys sitting?
Up in the 400s.
But I mean, are you behind a net, or are you center? Like, where are you going to be?
So we are just to the center ice side of where they shoot twice.
Oh,
so,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm stoked. We were up there for actually a game that his first Caps game was courtesy of you guys, and we had pretty good. They were good seats, and this is kind of in that same area, so he knows what to expect and is stoked about it.
That's great. How old is he?
7.
Oh, he'll remember that forever. That's so cool, man. My first memory of going to a Caps game is a playoff game against the Penguins. The Penguins destroyed them, by the way. But it was Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr and Marty Straka. And I went with my dad. And I still remember going to that game and how cold the arena was and how delicious the popcorn smelled. Yeah, you know, those memories will never leave. That's really, really cool. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. What's up, Matt? How are you?
Hey, Grant. Good. How you doing?
I am good. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say first that Andrew from Stafford, who I should get to know, he kind of just stole my thunder.
Uh-oh.
Because today was supposed to be a normal Friday for me. Come to work at home, hang out with the wife and kids, and then watch the game on the couch. But I got informed about an hour ago from my brother and his awesome wife that they have an extra ticket to the game, so I'll be going to game six.
No way. Love that. But
and
you're
therefore
in Stafford.
I am.
Winning off the field.
You gotta start getting up here, don't you? You gotta make a play.
I know. Well, I work in D.C., so it's like
you're
right across
here.
The street from. Yeah, I'm already up here, so it worked out really great.
You're nice. Good to go. Well, enjoy yourself tonight.
Thank you, sir. You too.
And hopefully you get to see a win this evening. Speaking of the Caps, sounds like some folks are pumped up to go to the game, which is awesome. Should be about 20,000 of you wearing red at the arena tonight. At 4:25, I'm going to give you some reasons why I feel really good about their chances. Because as this day's gone on, as we've gotten further removed from Game 5, I'm not going to tell you I'm confident. I'm never confident. I've been around this block too many times like the rest of you to use that word. But I do feel like they got a real good shot tonight, and I'll make some cases for them as to why they should and could win. Coming up at 4:25, we will be joined by Al Koken at 6 o'clock, who is on the call on NBC Sports Washington during Game 5 when Joe B. lost his voice. And Smoke and Al will join us coming up in about 2 hours and 7 minutes. I want to talk to him about tonight's matchup and how things could fare for the Capitals. Beltway Blitz is next. We will cover the Nats and the Astros weekend series. Julie Donaldson from the Commanders is going to join us to talk about their schedule release and more on the Caps as well. You are listening to The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.